Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology company transforming the retail space in all the major occupied continents, including North America. And Chris, we turn to workload. You and I are lucky men in our, well, I'm senior, you're going to be. We work all the time. It's a joy. 7 days a week, we must till the field like farmers. But I read in the Wall Street, in the Financial Times, the pink paper from London, about Wall Street. The 80-hour circuit breaker. Wall Street banks tackle workloads of junior staff. Moves to cap weekly hours for entry-level bankers, but up against reality of competitive industry. These are investment bankers. That is the road to billions. Everyone graduating from MBA school is told it's not for everybody, but they've got big eyes, the idea when they're recruited by the investment banks. You work long hours. Chris, this story is quite fantastic to me. I don't remember ever reading it before. The idea of keeping an hour clock on junior bankers who are pretty much in boot camp for becoming billionaires. Does this make sense to you? Is this something particular coming out of the pandemic about Gen Z, about the millennials? Or is this the hesitation of banks, some kind of competition that is being played out as if they are generous people and they're concerned about the health of their employees? What's the game here? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. I would suspect there's quite a bit of PR in that statement of limiting to 80 hours. Knowing many bankers who have come up through those ranks, as people are going into early career in that investment banking cycle, the banks are trying to weed out those who are simply competent versus those who are absolute warriors, and pushing those bankers hard, grinding them through those very long hours, very long days, is the way to earn the next seat up. I believe the phrase would be earning your dues or paying your dues. In that footprint, you are working on that path to what could be immense wealth and immense opportunity, but that filter system has been around for a long time. They might be trying to put a polish on it to say, well, maybe we'll limit it at 80 hours, but the result is simply that is one of the most performance-driven industries around, and if you don't perform, you don't advance, and this is a way to shake out that group.
J.P. Morgan Chase, goes the report, the world's largest investment bank, has capped junior bankers' working week at 80 hours. Although the limit does not apply when they are working on live deals, not many these days. It appointed a senior executive to oversee its junior banker program and focus on their well-being. What? That sounds like PR, the well-being part. But the idea that you're going to limit any work to 80 hours a week, the go-getters I've known in my time, and I'm a boomer, so this reaches back to the 20th century, they volunteer to live at work, that they're looking to establish their credibility to other employers' potential, but also to the day that they want to be independent. All of that, has that been lifted? You're hiring Gen Z and millennials these days. Is there a different flavor to that, to those cohorts about the future?
So, John, I think there are particular personas or people who understand that in putting in excessive hours, excessive work, you can drive an excessive result. There are job titles you can say, hey, I want to be a 9-to-5 and have that work-life balance. That's fine. Banking is probably not one of them if you want to be in that highest performance investment banking tier. That's a do anything necessary to win part of the industry. The trade-off then is the lifestyle. However, it's not just to the banking industry. I've many times visited the museum in Bentonville, Arkansas, of Walmart and the Sam Walton Museum. And there's a plaque under picture of Mr. Sam in that that says, to be successful, you have to work half a day every day. It doesn't matter if it's the first 12 hours or the second 12 hours. Hard work is a American trait of getting ahead. And the promise is always, if you go and grind, you can be successful.
We wait for an update on the well-being of our future billionaires and turn to China. Within these last days, the report is that the central authorities in Beijing have directed municipal workers to turn in their passports. These are firemen. These are school teachers. Turn in your passports. These are the people who have had their salaries cut the last year or so, and their bonuses disappear. They're turning in their passports. Why? The explanation is control. But it's odd. These are not rich people. They're not sneaking overseas to keep a private bank account in Princeton, New Jersey, where they put their children to school. These are firemen. Does this make sense to you, Chris? You have colleagues in mainland China now. Are they vulnerable to this turn your passport in?
So certainly are, John. It's key to know in the first place that within China, travel is restricted. So you do not have a free right as a Chinese citizen to travel from Beijing to Shenzhen or Shanghai to Guangzhou. You need government permission to go from city to city. That keeps in China the masses inland from all migrating to the coastal cities where there's more work, more benefits, more jobs, etc. The restriction of passports is clearly a sign that even at the lower tiers in terms of employment in the society, people are fleeing China. Many of these people are fleeing because they haven't been paid in months and months and months, and they are trying to find options and alternatives outside of China. But the exodus of people from China is a huge problem, and that ties back to the economic situation in China.
Turn in your passport means that there's no exit. And therefore, your fate is determined by your employer. And I guess if you've got an unemployment problem, and we don't know how bad it is in China because they've stopped giving us statistics, you have a sense of despair. I can understand that. It is odd, though, that this looks like creeping authoritarianism out of some kind of science fiction story. Turn in your passport. All right, one more story. This one is, again, in the London media. But I imagine it's going to be everywhere in the gossip pages here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the famous member of Congress from New York delegation, has warned the Democratic Party's Wall Street donors of an, quote, out-and-out brawl, end quote, if Lina Khan, the antitrust progressive who chairs the Federal Trade Commission, is removed from her post. Ocasio-Cortez suggested billionaires had been putting pressure on Kamala Harris to axe Khan if the Democratic candidate defeats Donald Trump. Chris, does this make any sense? Wall Street is generous towards the Harris campaign and the Democratic Party in general. Large sums are transferred and they put their names to them. Now there's a fight over Lina Khan, who I understand has made a lot of headlines, but not much progress. I don't remember any victories there for the FTC, perhaps a few. And now the big headline is FTC versus Google. Good luck with that one. So why this public brawl talk? Who does it benefit?
John, it certainly would benefit the tech bros in Silicon Valley if Ms. Khan was out of the way. It's quite obvious in the last 4 years that new tech business formation, private equity, business sales and transaction levels are way down. So you've seen a cohort of Silicon Valley, most publicly by David Sachs, the private equity and venture capitalist, move towards the Trump campaign on the basis that the Valley is driven by money over politics. It's not red versus blue. It's all about green. And in that green, being cash specifically, where can Silicon Valley tech make the most money and have a political environment that's most favorable to that? Ms. Khan has had her run-ins with the tech environment, specifically with Google. And keeping aside whether the issues and challenges of Google are or not monopolistic or other, it still sets a tone that Washington and San Jose are locked in a conflict. So I think you'll continue to see pressure to remove MISCON or have a more favorable business environment from the Silicon Valley private equity and venture capitalists that are focused on making money and having a better environment to do so.
And they want us to know that Wall Street is under pressure, though Wall Street is writing the check. That suits the party then. We're in charge.
Correct. I think the alignment between New York from the banking perspective and Silicon Valley from the tech perspective is you cannot control DC clearly, but you want to have conditions that allow for a better economic world. And many of the moves away from Ms. Harris or pressure towards Ms. Khan have been towards creating a more favorable environment for business.
Right. Chris Weigel, CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the continents, including the one where they're confiscating passports and including the other one where a brawl is threatened in the progressive ranks of the Democratic Party pending the victory of Canada.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.